Okay, good evening everybody from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning. Well, let me turn on a light in here. I can't really see anything. There we go. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning the Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Si'ifim, and remember, Beis and Gimel, I believe, is tonight. Si'ifim, Beis and Gimel. This is on page 70, or Lamed Hey Amud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. So, Si'if Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Echod ha'anoshim ve'chod ha'anoshim chayavim lios bebateyam nerdolot b'Shabbos. Both men and women have an obligation to make sure that they have a candle lit in their home on Shabbos. Afilu ein l'mayochel, sho'el ala p'sachim, v'lokeach shem numad, l'gesaner, sheze b'chal, onik Shabbos hu. And even if a person doesn't have what to eat, he has to go around begging and asking in order to be able to buy things that you need for lighting candles, such as oil and wicks and the like, because this is part of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, Ein lo, ein hakavana dein lo klal mayochel. It doesn't mean that the guy literally is starving, because it would be much smarter to go buy food for Shabbos rather than to go buy a ner. You don't have to starve. The kaim is a mitzvah kiddush for gamik versudah Shabbos, because while it's true that having a ner is a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, but there's an additional mitzvah of oneg Shabbos and suudal Shabbos in having food, and there's an additional mitzvah of kiddush that you're able to fulfill if you have bread upon which to say kiddush. Ela hakavana, what it means to say is shelo lechem mishalatzmo shum esparnis mikupas atzedaka afilu achi tzarich lishtad lasin gam kein el Shabbos. What it means to say is if you're anyway asking for food because you're anyway going around begging for money to be able to make Shabbos, part of you shouldn't stop asking until you have enough for both food and Neros Shabbos. But if you are only asking to have enough for food, that's not enough. You have to keep on asking in order to be able to buy Ner for Shabbos as well. If you have a very limited amount of money, mitzvah lechem l'suda Shabbos kodem l'kol. The mitzvah of lechem for suda Shabbos comes before the mitzvah of Ner. V'ner l'Shabbos kodem likach mishar ma'achalim. And Ner l'Shabbos comes before any other food. Even though it is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos to have other food and to have meat and to have other things, mikol makom ner adiv yoser mishum shalom bayis. But still, it's better to have a ner because of shalom bayis rather than to have basar and other things. But the mitzvah of Neros Shabbos is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really a mitzvah of Neros Shabbos, it's a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. It happens to be our minhag is one keneged zachar, one keneged shomer, or maybe even more than that, like we learned last night. But the real mitzvah is just to have one candle. So that's all you really need. And then if you have extra money after buying one candle, rather than buying a second candle, it would be better to buy food for Shabbos. That even he has to do a little something for Kavod Shabbos. And take a look at what we've written in Siman Reish Mem Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Yod Ala Psachim. Do Iker Onik Suda Shabbos. Ala Psachim, you have to be Shol Ala Psachim, because that is the Iker of the enjoyment of Suda Shabbos. Miu ain't Tzarech Lezerach Bishvil Ner Echad. But in order to fulfill that mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, like we said, you only really need one candle. You do not require a second candle in order to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, Hanashim Musharus Bo Yoser. Even though both men and women are obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, women are more obligated in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, or the ones that, not more obligated, but are the ones that are more, it's more their responsibility to take care of this mitzvah than it is a man's responsibility. Why? Because women take care of all the things that relate to the house. If a person does not have enough to afford a ner for Shabbos and for Kiddush Hayom, so ner Shabbos comes first if you can't afford both. And similarly, if you can't afford both Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Kodem, the Gemara says Ner Shabbos comes first. Why? Mishum Shalom Habayis. Because of Shalom Bayis. You need to have light in the house in order to have an illuminated home so people aren't tripping over each other. And that's Shalom Bayis. Dein Shalom Habayis below Ner. There's no Shalom in a house that doesn't have a Ner. What if the choice? Now that we know that Ner Shabbos beats Yayin Lekiddush, and we know that Ner Shabbos beats Ner Chanukah, what about Yayin Lekiddush versus Ner Chanukah? So that he says you're going to have to wait till we get to Lechas Chanukah, Simin Tafresh, Ayin Ches. Now let's take a look. Mishra Bruce Sivkot Yunir Aleph. Hanashim Usaros. Afilu Mirza Baal Lahadik Biatzmo Ha'isha Kodemes. Even if a husband wants to light the Shabbos candles, he says, why is it always your mitzvah? I want to have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. Nevertheless, it's the woman's right to do the mitzvah. Im lo sheyesh har beineros yachlu gamkin lahadik. But what if the husband says, come on, it's my mitzvah also. Why can't I participate in the mitzvah? So if you happen to have a lot of candles to light, so you can let the husband light some of those candles. Ukshi yoledes, and when she gives birth to a child, b'shabbos rishonu madlik abalim uvarich. The first Shabbos, it's very likely that the woman's not going to be able to light candles. So good, so the husband will light candles on the very first Shabbos after she has a baby. Ubi yimei nidusa hish mevareches ba'atzma. And when she is a nida, the woman should say the bracha on her own. She should say the bracha for the lighting of the Neiros Shabbos. So it happens to be this idea that a man participates in the lighting of the Neiros Shabbos. In Shuvas Shevet Alevi, he writes that the even though the chiyuv is mostly on the woman, the chiyuv of spending the money is the husband's chiyuv. Meaning, who pays for the Neiros Shabbos? That's the husband. So and when we therefore the previous halacha about being mechazar al psachim, about going to beg for money, about going to ask for money, that was a din of the husband going to ask for money. It's not that the wife is going. It's the husband that has to go and ask for the money. So anyway, but the women are the ones who typically do the lighting, unless there are many candles to light in many different places. Says the Mishra Berurah Sifkat and Yud Beis, Mipnei Shemitzuyos. Va'otam, and another reason that women are the ones who take care of the lighting, because a woman is the one that extinguished the candle of the world, because through the Chet Eitz Hadas, she caused Misa for Adam Arishon. Even though it's really a woman's responsibility, Tov Shahish Yasakin Haneros. It's a really good idea that the man should at least prepare the candles, that he should set up the candles. So different ways that a man can participate, either by lighting some other candles that you have in other rooms, or by at least setting up the candles. That's the deal that's made by Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary on the Mishnayos. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos in Perek Bava Madligan says, Al Sholosh Averos Noshim Mesos B'Shas Leidasan. There are three things that women die for at the time of the giving birth. Al She'inan Zihiros, the fact that they're not careful about Benida, Bechala, it should have said Baner, but it doesn't say that. It says Ube Hadlokas Haner. Was Nida, Chala, why not Ubaner? Why is it Hadlaka Saner? So says Rabbi Kiveger, because the woman only does the Hadlaka. But the tikkun, the preparation, the setting up of the candles, the man does that. So a woman's not going to die for not being careful about Ner, it's for about not being careful about Hadlaka Saner that she's going to pay the price for. Sivkaton Yud Gimel, Ner Shabbos Kodem, Ner Shabbos comes before Yayin for Kiddush Hayom, the Avagav the Kiddush Doraisa, even though Kiddush is Doraisa, Mikol Mokom, Ala Yayin Drabanan. But Kiddush Al Yayin is only Drabanan, the Minatori Yotzi B'Tfila, because Minatori could be Yotzi with Kiddush and Tfila, Kamosha Nichtov, B'Sim Reish Ayin Aleph, Vo'oda Yachal Kaddish Alapas. Like we'll say in Sim Reish Ayin Aleph, and furthermore, you could just say Kiddush Alapas. So you don't need wine to be Yotzi Kiddush Midoraisa. First of all, because the whole idea of Kiddush Al Yayin is only Drabanan, and second of all, if you need to make Kiddush on something, you have bread to say Kiddush on, so you could be Yotzei even the Din D'Rabbanan with that. So, and then we said Ner Shabbos beats Ner Chanukah Mishum Shalom Habayis V'im Yeshlo Ner Echad Sagi. And for Shalom Habayis, you only need one candle. V'Yotzei Amosu the Kiddush on Ner Chanukah. And the extras will go for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah. V'gam L'Chanukah B'Ner Echad Sagi. The truth is, for Chanukah, you also only need one candle. So what if V'im Yeshlo Ner Echad Shabbos V'Ner Echad Chanukah V'Yeshlo Un Ma'at Ma'os? What if you have one Shabbos candle, one Chanukah candle, and it's the second night of Chanukah, right? So what do you do? And you have a little extra money for one more candle. Do you buy a second Shabbos candle or a second Chanukah candle? Now, for the first candle, the Shabbos candle will beat out the Chanukah candle because you need to have some illumination in the house. But you already have some illumination in the house. For the second candle, does the Shabbos candle come first or the Chanukah candle? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chazal don't talk about it, but Nira Li, Titov Yosef Liknos O Neros L'Chanukah Lios Min HaMahadrin. I think it's better to buy a second Chanukah candle because that's a fulfillment of Mahadrin. K'mo Shabayati B'Bir Alacha. Kosem HaMagin Avram, Di Isha Suma Gamkin Yichol Levarich Al Ner Shabbos. Even a blind woman is able to recite a bracha on Neros Shabbos. Danen is Gamkin Me'ama Oros, because she's also benefiting from the light. Because if other people are able to see, they're able to lead her, they're able to guide her, so she also benefits from the light. It's the same reason why a blind person says in the morning in the Birchas HaShachar, Pokeach Ivrim, because he benefits from the fact that that people are able to see. Umihu im yesh la bal shu pikeach. But if the blind woman has a husband who has sight, hu yivarech, then the husband should be the one to recite the bracha. And it doesn't just mean recite the bracha; it means he should be the one to do the lighting, because really both men and women are obligated. So the one who gets more direct benefit should be the one to actually do the mitzvah. Meaning that overrides the considerations of why a woman typically does the mitzvah, which is that kavsa neru shalalam, and that she takes care of tzarchei abayis and things like that. So this overrides that. The fact that the husband is able to see, so he's going to benefit directly. That overrides the considerations that would work in favor of the woman if the woman is blind. If the woman is eating on the same table with other people who said a bracha and lit Nero Shabbos, she should not say a bracha. We're talking about the blind woman still, because the main reason that in general a woman lights with a bracha, even though other people already lit in that room, is because there's an extra simcha by having lots of neros. And over here, there is no extra simcha that she gets because she doesn't get to appreciate. She's blind. She doesn't get to appreciate the extra neros. So to review what we learned today, we said that first of all, if it means collecting tzedakah, you need to have Shabbos candles, and priorities are bread first, a kedei svia worth of bread. That's what that's pashtus, is when we say that that bread takes priority. It's kedei svia, and then once you have enough money for bread, then the next thing you buy is one candle, and then once you have that one candle, the next thing you do with your money is to buy food, and then the next thing you do is to buy more candles or yayin lekiddush, and then more candles. Second thing we learned is that even though both women and men are chayiv in lighting ner Shabbos, they're chayiv in lighting Shabbos candles, women typically do it because they handle household needs. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said, and because they extinguish ner shalolam. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. But men should still participate in some way, either by lighting candles in other rooms of the house, or by preparing the candles. Remember the part, nidachala vehadlakas haner. And then the third thing we learned is that Ner Shabbos is prioritized over Yayin LeKiddush, which is only Drabanan, and it's also prioritized over Ner Chanukah because of Shalom Bayis. But once you have one candle each for Chanukah and Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah said that the extra money should first be applied to additional Chanukah candles to be Yotzei the Mahadrid. So, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Dalid. Again, stay tuned to the WhatsApp for the exact time, but tomorrow we're going to do Be'ezus Hashem Si'if Dalid again from Eretz Yisrael, and then by next week we will be back. The plan as of now is to be back in New York. So everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.
Have a good day, Rabbi.